to Trump. I mean, this table's right next to Trump's table, and he's sitting there with a few people. But anyway, so I sit down there. I talk to him for like 20 minutes. He's telling me, you know, how he thinks we can win Nevada and kind of just his ideas. And I was like, you know, I'm like starstruck almost. This is Dick Morris. I mean, one of only five people on earth that's ever gotten presidents elected. So anyway, so I'm sitting there listening and I'm like, great, this is awesome. And then when I got up to leave, he gave me his phone. He said, put your number in my phone. And I did. And I'm thinking, wow, this is pretty cool. But I didn't really think anything would come of it. So this was about 9:30 at night when I met him. And 1:30 that morning, I get a text from him. He says, can we have lunch tomorrow? And I said, of course. So yes, what time? You name it, I'll be there. And we did. We met for about 2.5 hours. We talked in more detail about his ideas on how we can win this election. And at the end there, he says, I'd like to run your campaign. And I said, wow. I said, yes. I said, absolutely. I mean, who wouldn't say yes to that, right? So that's how I met Dick Morris, and he is my general consultant for my campaign.
That is absolutely great. Jim, we're running out of time, but I do want to, only because I know it's way early in the race. A lot of people probably aren't thinking about the June primary or the November general election. But I got to ask you, if your campaign needs anything right now, is it money? Is it yard signs? Is it volunteers? What is it?
Money, of course, but volunteers, too. We're going to have to build up a huge volunteer army to offset what they have, what the other side has with, you know, the culinary type union things and other unions that pitch in and help their side get elected. So we need a huge volunteer army also. But that's what we're doing. We're building everything up now. I mean, like I said, we just started yesterday. We didn't announce anything until yesterday. And now it's time to get to work, and that's exactly what we're doing. I've got an unbelievable team with Dick Morris, and then Rory McShane also is teaming up with Dick. And, you know, he just, you know, Rory does an awesome job. He's the best consultant in the country as far as I'm concerned. So combine that with Dick Morris and Rory, and we've got a heck of a team, and just looking forward to it. So, yeah.
If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about your campaign, is the website up? Is there someplace people can go?
Yes, it is up, jimmarchant.com. Very simple, www.jimmarchant.com. And every penny counts, even if it's a dollar. And it's amazing. So we will gladly take it and use it wisely. And hopefully it will help us win. And we're looking forward to working real hard for Nevadans. Not only during the campaign, but after the campaign, once we get to Washington.
Jim, it's always good to visit with you. I'm very happy for you. Best of luck. Be safe out there on the campaign trail all across the state, all 17 counties. And I know we'll talk with you along the way. Thanks so much, my friend.
Great. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Jim Marchant, Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, and good guy, straight shooter. I want to think that I think the first time I met him was at the was in Bunkerville. Yeah. Yeah. Clive and Bundy's ranch. I think that's where I first met him. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. And we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, a quick check of the traffic cams, and I got to tell you, two thumbs up over here. Freeways don't look too bad at the moment. No big issues on US 95 or the Beltway 215. There is an exception, though, and there's a reason for it. Those traffic cams do see a lot of congestion on Interstate 15, both directions, around the Dropicana construction site. That starts around Hacienda on Interstate 15 northbound, 15 southbound around Sahara, all the way up to Tropicana there. Also, watch for accidents right now downtown Bonneville at Grand Central Parkway, an injury incident Spring Mountain at Lindell, and a crash Rainbow at Desert Inn.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. The Golden Knights and Oilers battle in Vegas for Game 1. Vegas hasn't played since last Thursday when they eliminated Winnipeg in Game 5. The Rangers beat the Diamondbacks 6-4 Tuesday. Ezekiel Duran hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the sixth. Texas able to match its longest winning streak of the season at 4. The D-backs led at 4-1 after the third. Marcus Semien and Travis Jankowski cut the deficit to 4-3 with RBI singles in the fifth off Zach Gallen. He entered the game with the 28-inning scoreless streak, the longest in the majors. Gallen allowed 3 runs on 7 hits over 5 full with 6 strikeouts. The series continues this afternoon. The Suns are down 2-0 in their best of 7 with Denver. They'll look to right the ship as the series moves to Phoenix this Friday night for Game 3, Game 4 Sunday night, Game 5 next Tuesday in Denver if necessary. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Carrie, is this schedule the most updated?
There's a wedding season rush at Dr. Iona's dental practice.
They're fully booked this week. We can try and squeeze you in next Tuesday.
She needs a dental hygienist to unveil fresh smiles.
How long has 3 been under the UV light?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Smooth skin begins with hydrating ingredients. Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion nourishes your skin with all-day hydration for deeply moisturized results that give you confidence like buttery soft shoulders like and visibly smooth skin like. Quench your skin with nourishing moisture from Olay Hyaluronic Body Lotion. Try Olay Hyaluronic Body Wash, too, and get skin your face will envy.
All right, ladies, let's be honest. Do you feel like the person you see in the mirror? Are hot flashes, fatigue, insomnia, and weight gain taking over your life? Newfem Rejuvenation Clinic can help. We're a medical clinic for women, staffed by women, offering the newest anti-aging and wellness care. We offer bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, sexual wellness treatments, and medical weight loss programs tailored to each woman's needs. Our therapies treat hormone imbalance due to menopause, childbirth, thyroid disorders, and adrenal fatigue. Only Newfem offers the most innovative sexual health treatments for low libido, vaginal pain, decreased sensation, and even urinary incontinence. Our medically managed weight loss programs are individually customized for sustained weight loss. Let the medical professionals at Newfem give you better energy, better sleep, and better sex.
Help us empower you. Call 702-996-5411. That's 702-996-5411 today. Visit us online at www.newfem.com. That's N-U-F-E-M-M-E.com. Embrace the new you.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by RevRex. Before you or your small business is audited by the IRS, beat them to the punch with RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. Protect yourself from the IRS. Check out RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. That's RevRex.com. You can tell when you get under the skin of the folks at the White House when you start talking about illegal immigration, so many different issues. Peter Ducey last night was on Fox saying that the White House is starting to get a little, shall we say, testy when it comes to immigration here.
If the border is secure, as the administration has said, then why would we need to send 1,500 active duty U.S. troops down there?
Because we need more work. We need more work needs to be done, Peter.
You said yesterday that when it comes to illegal migration, you've seen it come down by more than 90%. Where did that number come from?
It was,
because
I was
CBP
speaking,
is telling us the number is.
I hear you. I'm about to answer.
136,000 people more.
I'm about to
this
answer
fiscal
you.
Year so
if
far.
You, if the dramatics could come down just a little bit.
What's dramatic about asking a question about?
Okay, I'm going to answer. So I was speaking to the parolee program. As you know, the president put in place a parolee program to deal with certain countries on ways that we can limit illegal migration. And we have seen, the data has shown us, that it has gone down by more than 90%. That was what I was speaking
and
to. No,
I'm, really
we're
quick,
gonna go. We're gonna move. Go ahead. We're moving, Peter. Let's go.
All right, joining us now, Fox News White House correspondent, our own Peter Ducey. Great job today, Peter. All right. Now, So Kamala Harris, I'll show this later in the show, she actually said in 2018 when Donald Trump was president that it was cruel and not kind to send troops down to the border. But more importantly, the way that they are treating the press in that White House press room is very different than when Donald Trump was president. There was a question asked, for example, about Joe Biden and him not recognizing his own granddaughter. You asked your question. You were shut down. You didn't get a chance for a follow-up. What's going on in that room every day?
Well, we don't know. She didn't say that I was being dramatic. Maybe she just said, maybe she just meant that the material is dramatic, and she would be right. Anytime that a commander-in-chief has to send U.S. troops to do anything, even though in this case they're telling us that most of the work is going to be administrative, that is a dramatic development in a story. We have been told for more than 2 years now that the president's immigration plan and his policies have been working. Sending 1,500 U.S. troops who will be armed for self-defense, not for law enforcement, but they will be armed on a 90-day employment. These guys are going to be away from their families for 90 days. They're going to be in situations that require weapons for self-defense. That is a dramatic development. And this White House, we know that they are sensitive to the topic of immigration because for about 2 years, they explained why President Biden hadn't gone to the border for the first 80 years of his life. And then they sent him and he went and he scoped things out. They came back. He's listening, he says, to the advice that he is getting from the folks that are the most involved with border security. And the advice that they got was that he got was to send in active duty troops. These are not National Guard troops. These are active duty troops. And the Pentagon is insisting that this is not going to affect readiness, but they are obviously preparing for something big. These troops are going to start arriving next Wednesday on May 10th, the day before May 11th and Title 42 ending.
Peter Ducey, along with Sean Hannity last night, I will just tell you the 1,500 troops that are going in are not combat troops. I'm sorry, but they're not. They're back office people. They're data entry people. They are office workers. They're not going to be flying choppers. They're going to be flying desks. That's what we're sending, and that's why this whole thing is wrong. And I'm just telling you, as somebody that has been to the border recently, like in the last week, a week ago today, I was at the Rio Grande River. I will tell you, this is a complicated issue. It's not going to be solved by 1,500 back office workers. I'm sorry. You're putting them at risk, and that's not good. And to what end? Is it going to move the needle at all? No. We'll talk more about this coming up. You want to join us? What do you make of the White House response that you heard from the press secretary? And is it going to make a difference? I don't think it is. We are going to be overrun on May 11th and May 12th and 13th. We're going to start seeing caravans again. Large caravans of people coming across our border. Stay with us. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at mrsfixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Darren Shirebaum is the chief of police in Atlanta. He's conducting a news conference now. Let's take you live to Atlanta on Live and Local.
We just don't know. It is still too soon to know why these individuals were chosen.
Can you confirm that? Can you confirm that the suspect's mother is talking to you and she's been cooperative?
The family has been cooperative with us, and there's other witnesses as well at the scene.
Have they shared anything about his mental health?
Nothing that we can reveal at this time.
Any prior law enforcement?
There has been minimal contact with the Atlanta Police Department from this individual. I can report that.
Where was the vehicle found?
I can't get that out right now.
Can you tell us at all about people calling in and giving tips, and what's that been like so far?
You know, we can. Yes. Thank you, Mayor. The mayor has been watching this manhunt unfold at our command post, and he is very aware that cameras across the city have been instrumental in us tracking this individual. He's very aware that as we get information that's called in by citizens, we're able to use the camera network to quickly go to that location even before officers arrive. So it's helpful, and we ask citizens to continue to do that. It's called in.
$10,000 reward. Are you guys hoping that people will be a little more active?
We know it will be helpful, but I can tell you the civic-minded citizens of this city are already responding. And even without that request for a reward, they're already having calls that's coming in.
Where are the type of guns that's used?
We don't have that specific yet. It was on an upper level, I believe the 11th floor of the building.
Karen, it's Channel 11. Karen.
Chief, you mentioned that the vehicle has been recovered. Is that the only vehicle that is suspected to be involved in this incident, or are there others? We're hearing from hospital workers that there was another car that may have been involved prior to the one that was recovered.
In any vehicle that we're confident in connecting to this crime, we've already released. As that changes, we may provide other vehicle information. And we'll do that as quickly as we can. It was not.
Last question.
So right now the gun is not in the possession of law enforcement, and we're actively looking for the gun as we are the individual.
The White House just offered up their support and wanted to know if anything they could do to help in this situation, and the White House is constantly in contact with my office to, you know, offer us support and see if we need anything.
Chief, the challenge of the initial response is Midtown, in a high population density here, buildings have to be searched. What was it like initially with the shot?
I think the citizens of Atlanta saw their police department and our partner agencies in action. We went into that building and cleared every single floor. When information came about that the subject could have left, we were still searching for victims. We were assisting citizens out of the building that had taken shelter. And I do want to thank everyone in Midtown that honored the shelter-in-place request for their patience to allow us to do our job. This is an urban environment, so it does present challenges, but it's challenges that you saw a collective, robust response from law enforcement. But the camera network that's in this location was very helpful and did assist in the investigation. Won't be able to give that information. Won't be able to give that at this time.
Thank you, everybody.
There you have it. You also heard Mayor Andre Dickens, along with Darren Shirebaum. Dickens is the mayor of Atlanta. Shirebaum, the police chief. And I'll simply tell you, we still don't know where this guy is, this Deion Patterson. And that'll be the only time we mention his name, just so you know. Heretofore, he will now be known as the shooter. He is the alleged shooter right now. We'll get more information to you as it becomes available. But I will say this. You know, people are trying to see what the gun that was used in this crime. We don't know that yet. We don't have the weapon involved. It's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out, whether this is going to be a death by suicide, if this is going to be something where there is a big shootout. But right now, all of Atlanta is on edge because this is a live shooting incident that is still ongoing. We'll talk about that a little bit more coming up in our next segment. Coming up in our next segment, very excited. John Thune is a senator from South Dakota, and there's this meeting that's been called for next week on the debt ceiling. By the way, the debt ceiling, I slept great last night, and I didn't lose any sleep over the debt ceiling, worried that June 1st we were going to default on our national debt, $31 trillion, by the way. I will simply tell you that I think it's interesting that the president called a meeting of congressional leadership to the White House next week. And the big question is it going to really matter? And the answer is no. And I'm glad that people in Washington are realizing it. John Thune realizes that this is a meaningless exercise that's going to happen next week. What needs to happen is the president needs to negotiate with Kevin McCarthy. Simply put, that's the way it should fall. We'll talk more about this. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root. This afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities,